Women-led civil society actors advocating for the rights of girls and women insist that government needs to review the affirmative action policy to establish its relevance going forward. The women argue that the policy has been highly achieved in some sectors like education, as more girls have enrolled for education. However, in some cases, women in leadership positions have yet to yield to the tenets of the affirmative action policy. Under the umbrella of Domestic Violence Act Coalition, the women are concerned that the 11th Parliament has failed to enact laws that protect women's rights in the country, despite their growing numbers with a 45% representation at cabinet level. According to the actors, the affirmative action needs to be reviewed as mandated in the Constitution to ensure gender equality to its fullness, noting that the failed performance of women legislators has left many women and girls vulnerable to violence and limited access to social services. Rose Wachikona, Deputy Executive Director, Women Pro Bono Initiative, Fatuma Nakazi Fode and Patience Aiku from FIDA Uganda addressed journalists during a post Women's Day celebration.
Affirmative action was never meant to be permanent. Never. When you go back and look at the hazards when they were passing the Constitution of Uganda and the clauses under affirmative action, the expectation was that every 10 years they would review the affirmative measures, action measures that have been put in place and see whether they are still useful. But since 1995 up to now, we've never seen a single report coming out reviewing the measures taken in affirmative action.
Affirmative action was never meant to be permanent. So that means, like any other law, they have to be futuristic in nature. They have to envision the changing ways in this community, including issues like the digital age that we're getting into. So as a country, we want to see that.
As the Domestic Violence Act Coalition, we reaffirm our commitment to the women and girls of this country, to calling out violations, to amplifying voices whose dignity is threatened, and to advocating for gender accountability.